Amen. Talking about getting out of the box. This is good. Listen to that. Listen to this. Praise the Lord. They're going to kind of weigh it out, yeah. Isn't that good? God's doing the changing. He's doing the changing. Starts with you moving from where you are. Amen. Thank God for what he's doing around here at Northview. So proud of Greg this morning. Amen. Isn't he doing good? Let's give Greg a hand. You think it's easy to get in front of people and talk, that's another thing. It's kind of not easy at all. And we just thank the Lord for people willing. We're asking our ladies to step out of the box a little bit and help us with the nursery, as she's already said. And what that is God's going to begin to send us more and more people with families, and we want to design a plan to take care of them. Amen? So this is an opportunity. One Sunday, if everybody put up for one Sunday, we probably wouldn't have to be it, but one every other Sunday, one every other month or something like that. But anyhow, we want to be able to minister, because one of the questions that's asked me a lot of times is, do you have somewhere for my children? Do you have anything for the family? That kind of thing. So we're working on that, and I thank God for what he's doing. Amen. Let's go back to the book of Mark as we are studying out of Mark chapter 4. Last week we began talking about the next step. And think about today, who's not here. Let it be a challenge to you to write their name down, or at least put it in your mind. I want to give them a call this week. I'm going to check on them this week. We have a few that's not here this morning. But I'm praying that God will cross past you with somebody this week that needs to be invited to church. And that's what we're talking about. I told you last week about the survey that was taken. Just let me reiterate that. 525 churches, a survey was taken. Now, why is all that important? Because we need to understand what our ministry is. We need to understand who we're ministering to. Amen. And last week we said 525 churches were surveyed. Four particular groups were developed out of that survey. One was exploring God, which is fellowship. We talked about that last week, that fellowship. And as we read the book of Mark here, the book of Mark is a teaching by God who is illustrating that there's an enemy out there who wants to steal the word. How many of you know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word? And the word of God is powerful. The word of God is our life source. Amen. We overcome by the word. The knowledge of our word. Have you ever been through a crisis in your life? And as you're going through that crisis, a scripture comes to your mind that maybe you've learned, or maybe that's important to you, and it kind of carried you all the way through. Amen? I remember when I was coming up, Philippians 4:13 was my scripture. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And as I was coming up through life, I needed that strength. But I had that word hid in me. And I want to tell you, God's word is still real today. But the first one was exploring God. There's a fellowship. There are people, four groups of people in church. One, they don't really know God yet. They're exploring the idea. They're exploring the idea. And our goal, last week we talked about, that we want to bring them into a fellowship with God. That if you can just get into the presence of God, everything's going to be all right. Amen. This morning I could feel the anointing of God in this house, and it makes everything you've been through this week okay. Because once you get in the presence of God, you know that he is going to take care of things. Amen. I don't know how he's going to take care of things. I don't know when he's going to take care of things. But just to be in his presence means everything. Amen. Why do you think the enemy's working so hard to take the Word of God out of America? Because he knows that the Word of God is the Word of God. And God does not lie. He's God that stands alone. Amen. His Word is powerful. The second group was the group that's beginning in God. That's the group that's developing relationship with God. The third group was the close to God. That's the discipleship group. And then the fourth group was the God-centered group, the Lordship group. So we talked about fellowship last week. How important that is that we fellowship with the world, that we get interactive with the world, that we are be a part of the world, because that's where the need is. That's where the need is. I want you to write that word down, need. And I want you to understand that need, somebody needs you. Remember, we talked about that last week. Somebody needs you. Now, there's an enemy out there that we need to be aware of. Now, I'm not a preacher that's always want to talk about the devil. But how many of you understand there's evil in this world? And there is an enemy in this world. And I thank God for our military forces, but a lot of money is spent on intelligence. The enemy, what he is, what he does, what he eats, everything about him, so that you will have an advantage over him. Jesus is here teaching. Now I want to go back. Now we're going to talk about the second thing this morning, and that is relationship. We want to talk about relationship. Relationship. And I want to go back to chapter 4. Well, I feel his anointing in this place today, and I thank him for that. Amen. I'm so glad that when I come out here on these grounds or whatever, I know he's here, and I thank him for that. But back in Mark chapter 4, I want you to notice here, chapter 4, verse 1, there's a word there that says again. Again. One word. Again. And what that is, I've done a study. The Lord led me to study on that word. And that word means that Jesus' ministry was to teach, to build principles. For 3.5 years, he poured into people principle. Amen. We're not saved by feelings. How many of you know your feelings can change? How many of your feelings changed already today? How many of you get up feeling good and about an hour later you're kind of down again, you know? So feelings is not something you can kind of go along. We can't live by what we see, because what we see can detour us sometimes. But the word, faith, come by hearing, and the hearing, the word. Amen. So God gave us this Bible to learn, to study, to develop skills in this word, because this is our life source. And I want to tell you something. You cannot grow in God with just 1 hour on Sunday morning. Amen? How would we look if we only eat one meal a week? I look a lot better now. A lot right there. But one meal a week, you know, I wouldn't last too long, because your body needs more than that. Your spiritual man needs more than that. And I want to tell you, Northview, God has got a commission for us. His commission is, number one, there's a group of people out there who need fellowship. There is a people out there who needs him. And the second thing we got to do is develop relationship and understand relationship. So he says, again. So that means that he's taught this already before at other places. Now, he says he began to teach beside the sea. He's left the houses. He's left the streets. And now he's on the sea. Now notice the word with me. And a very large crowd. A very large crowd has gathered. I just want you to stop right there and think about just something just a minute. I want to entitle this message today, Don't Lose the Word from Your Heart. Don't lose the word from your heart. Jesus said, again he taught. Two words I want to give you today. Two words. Real short sermon today. Two words. Meditate and memorize. God has called us to fellowship in this world. And in the process of fellowshipping, he's called us to develop relationship. want you to get that. God is calling us to develop relationship. Now write the scripture down. We won't look it up for time's sake, but Psalm 119:11 says that he has hid the word in his heart. God is calling us to hide the word in our heart because the world needs the word. Amen? The world needs the word because it is the word and the world needs it. Now, I love this word. It says, so a very large crowd. And the Lord just stopped me this and read that again. Read that again. If you could see some of the times that me and him were studying, you probably think I'm crazy, but I go back because maybe I missed things and he wants me to get it. But he says, when you develop skills that you learn to give people the word will satisfy them and they will be drawn. Does that make sense? When we develop a life, let me tell you what you need. When like you're going through things and you meet up with somebody and they're going through all this, let me tell you what God's done for me. See, two things that you need to begin to develop in your life, and that is you need to learn to meditate on the word. Don't lose the word from your heart, because I want to tell you there's a thief that will come to steal that word from you. There's another word I want you to put in your spirit today and write it down: inspiration. Who do you inspire? Who has inspired you? Maybe it was a teacher. Maybe it was a preacher. Maybe it was a friend. Maybe it was a parent or whatever. Somebody inspired you. You know, God has called us to inspire. But let me tell you something. If you don't identify that thief that's trying to steal out of your heart, he'll take the joy, he'll take the strength, he'll take everything you got, and you just want to give up. I want you to put this in your spirit now. God didn't call you just to exist. God called you to make a difference. And every day you live, you have an opportunity, get this, to inspire somebody. That's the truth. Jesus turned the world upside down. Well, he was Jesus. Half of them didn't believe he was the Jesus, but what he did, he inspired people. And so he said right here, a very large crowd gathered together. Y'all see, I can get lost in one little verse. You see that, don't you? I very seldom get through the introduction most time in our sermons. A very large crowd gathered about him so that he got in the boat and he drifted out so he could see the whole crowd. And he began to teach. He began to teach parables. Parables, as I said last week, was that illustration. God would take things that are natural and illustrate it with something that's supernatural. So parables are stories that he would add what had a spiritual meaning. That's like our life. Our life is a parable. We've been through things in our life. And the reason you go through things in your life so that in turn you can teach somebody what God did. Let me ask you real quick. Can we teach somebody or can we tell somebody that God's faithful? Amen. You want to know how you can tell somebody, hey, God's faithful? Because he's been faithful to me. Amen? You know, people's going through things today. They're losing their jobs. They're going through all kind of turmoil and trial. And people are sick and in the hospital. And they don't know what in the world to do. Well, let me tell you about a God who is faithful. Well, how do you know he's faithful? Because let me tell you what he did for me. Let me tell you what God did for me. And if God did that for me, he can do that for you. You see, that's what people need to hear. They don't need to hear how bad you are, how, you know, you're damned and all this. We know that. We need a relief. We need an exit. We need a source of help. Amen. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Jesus is the way. Amen. The truth and the life. And look at what he said. He gathered about. He began to teach them many things in parables and teaching, he said, verse 3 in my translation says, listen. It may say hearken in yours or whatever, but it was saying, I want to call your attention to very valuable principle. All right, he says, a sower went out to sow. Every one of our lives are seeds. We talked about that Wednesday night. Every one of us are seeds. You are a seed. You are a very, very special seed. Things have happened in your life that you could probably write a book about. God has brought you through things that when you were going through it, you didn't ever think you would get through it. But you got through it. Amen? Why did I get through it? You got through it because of the grace and the mercy of God, but He brought you through it so that you could inspire somebody else. Oh Lord, a sower. We're so every day we live. We're sowing our lives. We're sowing our lives. We are seeds. We are seeds. We are to meditate on the Word of God, and then we are to memorize the Word. You memorize. Now I want to tell you right now, I'm not one that can memorize a lot of scriptures as far as, you know, there's some people that can just rattle the Bible off. Well, I'm not gifted that way. I have to write stuff down, but let me tell you something. I can memorize life experiences, and I can tell them. I may not be able to quote the very scripture, the very, you know, text and all that, but I can tell you what God has done in my life. Amen. We need to know that. We inspire people by that, but you got to meditate on that word. Look, why? Why do we need to do that? As he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came to devour them. Now, when you translate the word birds here, it means spiritual, it means unclean spiritual principles or principalities, which meaning demonic activity. Doesn't mean to say that when you go home and look at your bird, your parakeet, and say he's a demon. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this. When you got to study the Greek to understand what it was saying. Birds are swift spirits. I mean, they fly everywhere, wide open. And the use of the illustration that birds came to devour. In other words, we come to church, we preach the word, we sing the word, we get excited about the word, then we go home, and if we're not careful, something will come along and steal that joy. Is that true? All right? Two more things, and I'll let you go home. Satan's got a plan. Satan's got a plan. And that plan is to discourage you all the time. Now, one thing we can't do in church, we can't stand around and talk about what the devil's doing all the time. You know, I don't want to hear what the devil's doing. I want to be aware of where he's at. I want to be aware there's evil in this world. But I will not walk in fear. Amen? I will not walk in fear. I will walk in authority of his word. Amen. And God has given you the word. Look what it said. Birds came. Now I need to identify those spirits that's trying to come against me. I need to be able to identify them. How many of you know when there's a good spirit and there's an evil spirit? Amen. And we need to be able to walk in the anointing of God through his word. His word. Let me tell you what an evil spirit is. An evil spirit will come to you and tell you God's word is not real. God's not going to supply your need. You just won't quit praying to be healed because he's not going to heal you. Those are evil spirits. But I serve a God who is greater. Amen. He's greater than anything that comes against me. He's a mighty God. And listen, he's even more mightier in battle. Amen. Glory to God. Little David cut the head of the giant off. Impossible. Impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Glory to God. And you need to understand, you got to get this. You are a carrier of the word. God has brought you through life experiences. And there will come an evil one who will try to help you remember, forget all that. Let me, don't you ever forget what God's done for you. Amen. We need to not cease to give God praise every day for what he's done for us. Let me tell you something. Praise and heaviness can't stay in the same house. Heaviness will try to come in and tell you everything's going to fall in the floor and nothing's going to work out and everybody's going to die. We're going to eat a worm and die and it's all going to be over. But there's something about his name. Amen. There's something about the name of Jesus. That when I begin to lift up his name, the word said he'll draw all men unto him. When I begin to lift up his name, it seems like chains begin to break. Demons begin to flee. Hell begins to tremble because the one who broke the chains of death, hell, and the grave is still alive today. Amen. And he's alive in our hearts. That's why the enemy wants you just to sit down, be quiet. You remember you got hurt. And you know what? You better not say nothing because you're going to get hurt again. Or you know what I'm talking about. He tries to stop you. There's spirits that come around and they will try to devour that word in you. Let me tell you how crazy the enemy is. He tries to tell you sometimes that there's not even a God. Can you believe that?
He's crazy.
Hey, he is crazy. He is crazy. Let's go on record. He's crazy. Other seed, verse 4-5, other seed fell on the rocky ground where it did not have much soil. And immediately it sprang forth. I said, Lord, I need you to help me. I know when I study, I got all kind of books and commentaries and stuff. But sometimes I have to sit back and I say, okay, Lord, help me understand what this means. And he's talking about the seed is so valuable, but it goes out. And if you don't value that seed, if you don't prepare your soil, let me tell you something. You're not going to grow just by coming to church on Sunday morning for an hour and that's it. You're not going to grow. I love you enough to tell you the truth. That's why so many churches today just try to entertain everybody, entertain everybody, entertain everybody. I love to be entertained. I love Andy and Byron. That's my entertainment. I know I'm old school and that's it. I love him, guys. But they don't carry me but so far. But the word will carry me when I'm in the mercy room or when the doctors just give me a bad report or when the bank account says this and all this is coming against you. God's word will carry you. You don't have to be a scholar. You don't have to be a PhD. All you got to do is love him. And say, God, I can't remember exactly the verse and all that, but I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that you're able. Glory to God. God, I know. And see, that's the reason I'm saved by grace, because the devil will tell you, you're not good enough to pray. You're not good enough to ask God for anything. Has he ever done that to you? Well, you don't need to be asking God. You've not been faithful. You didn't even go to church last Sunday. You don't even need to ask. Have you ever done, he'll do that kind of stuff to you. But you tell him, you liar, get thee behind me. Didn't Jesus tell, get thee behind me? Get thee behind me? Because the word is going to be edified, amen? The word, let me tell you something. You may not know a lot of stuff. You may not know a lot of scriptures, but you know him, amen? You know the word, amen? And there's something about when you begin to sing his praises or take your little CD and stick it in your car as you're going down the road, all of a sudden the Shekinah glory just fills up that place because of the presence of God. But I said, Lord, help me understand what this means. I got just a few more minutes. Help me understand what this means. And we're talking about building a relationship. God is a God of hard times. If you ain't never been through it, you might go through it, but you're going to need that. Amen. And God is a God that when the hard times come, he will carry you through them, need be. Amen. Ain't that right, Charles? Charles was sharing his testimony with me. God, that's a walking miracle. You know, we got a world-renowned choir. Amen? Because look at all the miracles in there. Amen? Look at all the miracles in there. And I think we're just the best that there is. That's my opinion. Amen? My opinion. I heard somebody say that don't mean nothing, but my opinion. But I see what God's done for him. He shared his testimony with me, and I'm telling you right now, That's a walking miracle right there.
You're a walking miracle. You remember that time you were sick? Remember that time that you just seemed like it just wasn't going to work out, but all of a sudden God just turned things around? You see, the devourer came and the birds went circling around because they were going to devour you. But God said, no, not today. Not today. What an awesome God he is. And I said, Lord, help me understand. He says that you got to develop. You got to get this. You got to get this. Because life will cause your heart to get hard. Do you believe you can be a Christian and have a hard heart? Do you believe that circumstance in life will cause you to get hard? And if you don't plow that up every day with the Word, you'll get callous and you'll get hard and you'll get indifferent. And you become like a lot of churches who don't need God no more. God, we know how to sing. We know how to preach. We know how to do all the schematics of church. We don't really, if you're here, good. If you're not, don't matter. We got it all. But let me tell you something. You don't have the results. Because God said in the last days there would be a form of godliness. Isn't that what it said? But deny the power. God said in the last days there will be a group of people that just go through the motions. And I pray that you're not one that just goes through the motions. Because I'm going to tell you, it's easy to go through the motions. It's easy to get in a rut, in a routine, and just do things. I have even been in a rut so deep sometimes I would read the scripture. But I'd read it because I said I was going to read a chapter today. It's a brrr, and boom. God, I done what I was supposed to do. Boom. What'd you get out of it? Don't know. I done what I was supposed to do. I read a whole chapter. I know none of y'all never done that. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about me now. Amen. But there's an enemy out there who tries to take that word out of you. You got word in you. You got word in you. You got life in you. You got something somebody needs. And listen, you say, well, you know, I'm going to call so-and-so this week. I'm going to call 50 zillion things are coming your way for you not to call. And that's why you got to meditate and you got to memorize and you got to hold tight and say, let me tell you something. If I have to text, and I don't know some of this other stuff, blog, I ain't going to get in there because I don't know what I'm talking about. But whatever way I got to get to them and let them know, hey, I'm thinking about you this week. Did you know that means a lot? For somebody to say, hey, Brother Jerry, thinking about you this week. Just want you to know I love you. Boom. Now, that took what? 1 minute? 30 seconds? But I don't know what he's going through. And the liar might have been flying over his head all day. And you sending that word. You sending that word in. Amen? You sending that word in. Hey, brother, I just want you to know I'm praying for you. You're going to make it. I don't know why I'm supposed to tell you this, but you're going to make it. You don't know what that person needs. God's going to build this church, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm not building on numbers. I'd rather have 10 committed that love God and sold out to him than have 1,000 that didn't care. Let me finish this and then we'll go home. You got to get this right here. The birds came and they devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it did not have much soil. And immediately it sprang up. That's what I'm talking about. We got that initial feeling. And since it had no depth of soil, when the sun rose, it was scorched. Sometimes in life, when we're not prepared in the Word, things will come and steal our joy and take away from us. But God's calling you to get deep. Relationship. Right now, think about a person who needs you, or think about a situation. What that situation needs, is a relationship.
Now, relationship is not easy, because relationship takes one thing that's very, very valuable. Time. Amen. Well, I'm going to ask you to stand on your feet now. And I just feel like I'm finished right now. I'm through right now. I tell you, it's hard to get this racehorse to calm down in just a few minutes I have. But there's nothing more valuable in your life than this. Sometimes when you're going through stuff, I've even wrote it down on cards or a sticky pad, put it on your refrigerator, and it reminds you. The point of the message this morning is there's a group of people who need relationship. They're coming to church and they need a relationship with God. And God has given you the word to give to them so that they would come to a deeper knowledge of you. I want to thank God for the privilege of the people, for the people that has took time over the years to sow into my life. And God's calling you today to sow into somebody else's life. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you, Lord, for the power of your word. Thank you, Lord, that your word does not lie, but it's truth. And Lord, there's so much being said today, people don't know what to believe. But God, may we speak your word. And may we speak it through life experiences. And let me tell you what God did. Father, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. How many will come in contact, who will come in prayer and agree with me this week that you're going to try to reach out to at least one person? Amen. One person. God bless you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Amen.